Check, check.
It's only going up to there.
Okay.
Is that normal?
I don't know. I've never used this one before.
Yeah, Raleigh just said, here's the level, and just hit record.
Record and which one's volume? Headphone volume. So
this is headphone volume. Headphone. Okay. I don't hear a damn thing in here. Yeah. So, I don't know how to, go back and check it.
Let's just call him.
Raleigh!
Hey, Cody.
Trying to figure out the little recorder thing.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So, it looks like I've turned up the level about as high as it goes, and it looks like when on the left and the right, it only jumps up about a quarter of the way.
Okay.
Is that normal?
You use the little wheel to turn it up?
Yep.
You know, I think that's okay, though, because we can always, bump it up digitally, and I think it's better to register low than it is to blow out the audio by going too loud.
And I'm just going with all the little selections, I'm just going on the one you showed me that's, in a loud room.
Okay.
You know, if that's okay, if you don't think that's going to be problematic for any other reasons.
No, I think that'll probably be good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I kind of, sorry for bugging you. I wish we would have just run through it before, but yeah.
No, all good.
Peace.
What was the trick?
Nothing. He just said, look, it's more, I mean, it was like levels were going up, catching people out here. So
it's max. Let's tweak it.
Cool.
Now I'm gonna turn
it down. But if it's recorded too hot, then
I'm gonna turn it down.
Yeah.
Pass around the troll. Yeah. We're here at Harvey Preston Gallery in Aspen, and we're passing around a little recorder that looks like a troll.
Okay. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Ready?
Hey, this is Smirk. We're a vibe jazz hip hop instrumental trio. We're from Denver, and this is.
Yeah, let's do that again, bro.
I'm gonna pour myself some water. Can you guys?
Yeah. We'll do it. I'll tell you when the
game. Hey, you.
Just be like, hey, we're Denver-based jazz hip hop. Okay, cool, and you'll do the rest.
Yeah,
you got it.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Hey, this is Denver-based jazzy hip hop trio Smirk.
You're tuned in to KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio.
Hey, we're Denver-based jazz hip-hop trio Smirk.
You're tuned in to KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio.
Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond.
Yeah. That's awesome. You guys are way beyond.
so bad.
Now you know why we're not, any of us are vocalists at that point.
Yeah, man. I'm a music guy too. I don't really like talking.
Are you gonna go live or are you gonna record and then Raleigh will upload it? I'm
just gonna. Yeah, it's just running right now.
We have a legal ID.
You wanna say anything?
I do.
Anything,
Jill.
Do you want?
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going really well. This is Jill Rubin from Let's Talk, KDNK. And you know what KDNK means to me? It means opportunity to connect us all. We're here at the gallery today in Aspen. Come on up, and we're going to listen to music, and it's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jill. Sam, can I just ask you what KDNK Community Radio means for you?
Free sex.
Everybody puts out a community radio. We do put it out. Sound man, Bill Flanagan. Bill Flanagan. Bill Flanagan.
Yes.
A long time local.
What are you talking to, Cody? Who's in there, man?
The little troll guy.
He looks like a troll. Well, look at
Bill,
that
how
thing.
Long have you been working sound in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Since 95.
Kathy says 95. My first gig was with John Oates and Jimmy Ibbotson, who were playing at the Cozy Point Ranch for a 4-H benefit. And they had a trailer in the horse barn. And yeah.
Wow.
But I've been doing sound since 79.
And what does KDNK Community Radio mean to you?
Jeez, Cody. Right now it means a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Not like a tough journalist,
guy. We've been here since... Gavin and I have been moving equipment around since 11 o'clock this morning, so it means working hard. No, it's a lot of fun. It means a lot. It means a lot.
Chris Hassig, hanging out in Aspen today. Were you on the mountain?
I was, yeah.
How are conditions?
Hey, conditions are fine.
Is it getting to be mashed potatoes yet, or what?
Yeah, it's beautiful corn skiing, yeah, on the right aspects.
Yeah. And what does KDNK mean to you, Chris?
Oh man, what does it not mean to me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam and I are going to do about 2 minutes on the radio. We're going to go live here in just a moment, and then we're going to just toss to the band and they're going to start. So everyone's welcome to make as much noise, be as happy or as sad as you feel. But just so you know, we're going to be live on the mic.
think for a minute.
You can say anything.
KDK
just, like,
just reminds me of small local radio stations that have incredible music and conversations and people that are really interesting at all times, and I love it. Look at these children. We just went.
Those are my children.
Oh, they are? Yeah. Super cute. Look at that. Look at her face. She's like tapping her foot. You see her?
She's like, she's Mama, like, Massimino.
What's her name?
Libertad.
Oh, my God. She's super cute. Your kids are cute.
Alejandra Rico, what does Katie and Kay mean to you? How long have you been a DJ at KDMK?
I've been a DJ since 2008, and we are in 2020, so let's do the math together.
What does KDMK mean to you?
KDMK means to me the opportunity for all of us to have access to information and music that comes from all sorts of people's minds and hearts.
Say anything about what KDNK means to you? Just a couple words.
Oh man, KDNK means a lot to me. It's like my sense of community. It's like my, you know, home away from home. I think that's what it means to me.
Righteous.
Yeah.
And you, Mary, have you listened to KDNK for very long?
Good,
yeah.
Good music, good people, good community. Great.
Yeah. I like the sound of that, your sound bite with like
Yeah,
good people.